Okay, here we go. Parshas Kisavo Elol Eres Slichas. Learn should be in Tzchus for Fushna for Binyam and Simcha Beradin Aminya. Sosha Chesod Avin Hanach Mordecha B'Chere Simcha B'Shol B'Sosha Yisrael and Moshe Aram and Chana B'Sosha Yisrael. Try to connect the Midah V'Anova three different ways. The Parsha, Elol, and to Slichas. Here we go. Start off the parsha of Ahayah Kisavah Al Aretz Hashah Hashem Al Kecha Nosin Lecha Nachla Varisho Yashav Taba. And will come to you. You come to the land of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Will give to you the land that you inherited. And says Rav Elio of Zeretchov, the son of Rav Yitzchak Isaac of Zeretchov. A beautiful idea. He says Ahayah Kisavah Al Aretz. You want to know how to get to Ahayah? Ahayah, we know Chazal tells us Lashem Simcha is Kisavah Al Aretz. Make sure you make yourself humble. Make sure you acquire the self humility. Make sure you make yourself like aretz ka'ofa aretz, and then you'll be zochet to v'haya. You want to get to have v'haya kisava el aretz. Make sure you are humble throughout your life, and I think this very much connects to Elo, Eitan Katz. Baruch Hashem, we had the great privilege of having him in Miami Beach a few weeks ago. So it reminded me of the Chiddush Harim on Elo. So we say Mizmor L'Soda every single day. Mizmor L'Soda Asher L'Shem Kol Aretz. Who a son of Lo Anachnu? He made us. Lo Anachnu, we're his. Amo Vitzon Marito, we're his nation, and we are his flock. Says the Chiddush Harim, if you look at the word velo, there's a kriv in ksiv there. It's written velo, but we read it where it's written velo, meaning lamed aleph, but it's read lo, lamed vav, we're his. Says the Chiddush Harim, the more we make ourselves velo, the more we make ourselves low, like we're nothing without the Rabbon Hashem. And we have the midah of anava, and we understand that everything we have comes from Kadosh Baruch Hu in a real way. Then we're low. Then we are His, as He says the Chiddush Harim. Perish kfi masha lo anachnu mevalen atzmenu kein lo anachnu imo amo v'tzom ma'iso. The more we're mevater ourselves to the Rabbon Hashem, the more we'll actually become His. That's what Elo is all about. Elo is acquiring the midah of anava, and this is exactly what Rav Shor explains this whole idea of Elo. Elul is the preparation for understanding, for we're about to head into Tishrei to understand. You want to know what had to head into to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur to understand? We have nothing without the Rabbon Hashem. The more you're low, Lamed Aleph, to realize that you're Mevat to yourself, the more will become Lamed Vav His. And this reminded also me of a Torah that actually Eitan said as well, which I think connects very much to Slichos. Because what's the main idea we're saying by Slichos? The main penimius we're thinking by Slichos is that we're nothing without the Rabbon Hashem. And we sinned and we messed up. And says the Alter Rebbe, and Eitan quoted this, and they say, he said this is his whole song called Me'ayin on his last album, put out a few months ago, called Me'ayin. Shilam alos esa ene alare me'ayin yavo azri. I hope, Stavon Malach says, I turn my eyes to the heaven, to the mountains. From where is my helper going to come from? Ezri mi Hashem asa shemayim v'aretz. My help is going to come from the Rabbon Hashem who created shemayim v'aretz. Says the Alter Rebbe, the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, Zuchus Yagan Aleinu, when a Jew realizes their Me'ayin, from where, they realize that they're nothing, there's no man, there's no person, there's no boss, or family member, or connection, besides their Rabbon Hashem. Me'ayin, as Eitan Katz says, Me'ayin, it's a question, the whole low part of the song is a question. When you get to that place of Me'ayin, when you realize that everything you have comes from the Rabbon Hashem, then Yavo Ezri. Then the Yeshua will come. When a person has that midah of anava, of me'ayin, that they can't do anything without them, we can't have a ksivah chsim tov without the Rabbon Hashem. When you reach that place of me'ayin, then yavo Ezri. Parenthetically, I love to quote over here also the Ish Kodesh. He said it on Shavuos one year in the ghetto. We say, Ezri me'im Hashem Oseh Shemayim V'aretz. What does Oseh Shemayim V'aretz have anything to do with Hashem helping us? Hashem created everything. What's Hashem created? Shemayim v'aretz. What does that have to create? Have to do with Hashem helping? Says the Ish Kodesh, Zichus Hagimalein Hashem Kam Domam, a beautiful Yisod. He said, the same way that the Rabbon Hashem created Shemayim v'aretz with the snap of his fingers, and the same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created heaven and earth with the snap of his fingers so quickly, so too HaKadosh Baruch Hu can bring in Yeshua. Yeshua's Kashem Karev Ayin. As Chazal tells, their salvation can happen immediately. The same way that Hashem created Shemayim V'aretz, He could bring my Yeshua, says the Ish Kodesh. He could bring the Yeshua. And maybe bridging these two Torahs of the Alter Rebbe and the Ish Kodesh. when a Jew realizes Me'ayin, they have nothing without Ribbono Shel, then Yavo Ezri, then Ezri Mim Hashem Asar Shemayim V'Aretz, then Yeshua could happen like that. When a person realizes that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Yeshua, the salvation, could come like that. Let's just review these three ideas. We said from the Parsha, the Haya Kisavo Al Aretz. You want to know how to have true Simcha in your life? The Haya is Kisavo Al Aretz, says Rabbi Eliyahu of Zedichov, the son of Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac of Zedichov. The Haya, you want to get to Lashon of Simcha, Chazal tell you, the Haya is Lashon of Simcha, Kisavo Al Aretz, make sure you become an Atzma Ka'afa Aretz. You have a little of another. You have the midah of another. You realize everything you have comes from the Baruch Hashem. And this is exactly what the Chiddush Harim says Elul is. Elul is two words, low and low. Lamed Aleph, Lamed Vav. And we see this, every day, Mizmor L'Soda. Right? As we say in Mizmor L'Soda, Hu Asana V'lo Anachnu. It's read, it's written, sorry, V'lo, with an Aleph. But it's read V'lo with a Vav. Says the Chiddush Harim, the first Gerebi, the grandfather of the Sfas Emes. Kfima. The more we make ourselves Lamed Aleph Vav, like we're nothing, then we're Lamed Vav, then we'll be His, then we'll feel His presence in our lives. And finally, the third and final idea from the Alter Rebbe is Eitan Katz quoted, what's Me'ayin when a Jew realizes from where? They realize they're nothing, Me'ayin from nothing, I have nothing without the Baruch Hashem, then Yo'ovo Ezri, then the Yeshua will come. Ezri Me'ashem Hashem Oseh Shemam V'aretz, the Yeshua says the Eish Kodesh will come like that when you realize that everything comes from the Baruch Hashem. We should be zochah to take this midah of anava of Parshas Kisavo to realize that everything comes from the Baruch Hashem. We want to be a bibsimcha in our lives. The whole parsha says the whole all the clothes come because tachas asher lo avadat asher b'simcha. We weren't b'simcha. And how do we get the simcha? With the midah of anava. We should be zochah to take the midah of anava from the parsha to affect our simcha, to realize that Elul is all about acquiring this midah of lo, of lamed aleph, and then we'll be lamed vav, then we'll be His. And to realize that we're nothing, me'ayin. And when we realize that we're me'ayin, then yavo ezri, and then the help will come, Bez Hashem Yisbarach, for a good Geben Shir, k'siva tumah for us, and all of Klai Yisrael Hashem, Shabbos, and good Geben Shir, Shkoich.